So that was, hopefully, the last ever time you'll hear Meat Burst.
Yeah, way back when, in January.
Something like that, wasn't it? December it was, because it went out for Christmas. The very first thing we recorded and the very first thing to ever be played on Burst as us. And here we are at the end of Burst.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I suppose there's so much to look back on, isn't there? You guys have made some fabulous, fabulous pieces.
Well, we all have. Let's not, I mean, not exclude yourself. Let's take this opportunity to say that we all did things.
Well, that we all did some fabulous stuff.
Yeah.
One of my favourite bits was Sarah's documentary about the gates.
Harper's Edge.
Edge. Forgot the name. That was lovely. Hmm. I really like that. I think Sarah's going to be fabulous. I mean, I think I did enjoy the things we've all done together.
Mm-hmm.
As erratic as our magazine show was, it was a giggle. And as not...
I love this.
We had a nice time doing that. That was fun.
Meltdown, I one of my favourite shows to do. I loved it in the last episode this week where we decided to revisit the What's in Your Wallet feature.
Oh, it was terrible.
That you made.
But funny, but terrible.
It was fun. It's Radio Gold. It's Alan Partridge's Radio Gold. I loved it. I thought it was great. One of my favourite shows of the year was actually the first episode of the Motown show, which I know I mentioned this on Friday Meltdown recently, where I really didn't know what to expect from that.
Yeah.
But it turned out to be absolutely fantastic.
Brilliant.
I enjoyed that.
Ben did a fabulous job on Motown too. I think going into it as well, not knowing anything about Motown,
is
so great.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really good way forward. But some of those songs become his favourite songs ever.
Yeah, fabulous. Lots of energy. Brilliant listen.
Thank you for doing Street Knowledge Explains.
I had a great time doing Street Knowledge Explains. I think that was a fabulous core Burst program. Street Knowledge or Street Knowledge runs.
Well, Street Knowledge is brilliant. Hit or miss, but
I think it was a wonderful sort of, you could showcase your writing and your music curation. It was great. It was really good. But no, we had fun. We had so much fun doing that.
What does the future hold for yourself?
Well, the immediate future is going away for bank holiday weekend, sleeping. But then it is the job hunt.
Well, the weekend you just had, though. I mean,
yes, I have had a couple of very leisurely weeks in the sun on various locations.
I mean, more the, you know, it's what is it? What's the time now? 10:25 on Monday night.
Okay. I am on the beach with, no, it'll be dark, won't it? Right now, I am in Cornwall. Probably with a G&T, but it'll be dark, so I'll be inside. But
this summarises Burst this year.
Anyway, where are you right now?
Where am I? I'm on Monday in the studio evening. Chatting to you.
Yeah, on Monday. Oh, is this actually supposed to be live?
Yeah, well that was...
Sorry.
It wasn't going to be live, but I wasn't going to pretend it was like not live. I'll tell you what, let's keep all of this, because this summarises Burst this year.
Erratic. And me ruining it. Do you know what, Kieran? One of my favourite Burst memories is actually not on the radio, is when you and I went to Cardiff and had just the funnest time.
We represented Burst for the Student Radio Association conference back in March.
We did. We're not even part of the Student Radio Association, apparently. We're not even registered. We were there.
It was just like... two people turning up pretending to be with us, isn't she?
It's like we're coming out of the rain. Something better to do. No, it was interesting, and we were very lucky. We saw a lot of very good professional speaking.
Oh, over that weekend we saw some fantastic people.
Really
the likes
good speakers.
Of the likes of Ian Collins on LBC, Rod Gilbert for BBC Radio Wales.
And the Prison Radio Network guys were very interesting.
They were fantastic. Mm-hmm. Various people on Radio 1, Radio 2, etc. as well. Tim Johns I thought was brilliant.
Yeah,
with Jeremy Vine. Although my favourite bit of a weekend was the 2 hours we spent in Cardiff the day we arrived trying to find a blooming car park.
It was unreal. And we drove and didn't get any. Oh my goodness.
It was the hottest day of the year so far, which, so if we put this into context, it was only, well, it was
April.
The 30th of March or something like that, wasn't it? End of March.
And
it was really hot.
Oh my gosh.
And then all that traffic. Oh my word. And never have I seen someone go from really light, lovely, polite, serene to get out of my way like you did.
It was so. I did not. I I did not lose too much of my sense of humour. We had a good, we had the nicest hotel.
Everything was really lovely, a few days away.
It was really good fun. We learned a lot. Yeah, we had a giggle and you nearly choked to death on a cream egg, but it was great fun.
I nearly choked to death eating a cream egg, and all I can hear when I actually am choking, whilst you're on the phone to someone, which is unlike you, let's be honest, you shouting, "I don't know the Heimlich manoeuvre!"
But I don't. Cheers. I was, for genuinely, about 30 seconds, I was really concerned, being like, he's going to die. but we didn't lose you that day, so that was good.
Not yet. It takes a lot more to get rid of me, not a cream egg. So, other memories of Burst this year that you really enjoyed?
What else has been great?
How did you feel when you were elected station manager?
Surprised. To be honest.
Really? You went for it?
Yeah, but still, very surprised.
Why?
I don't know. No, I was very chuffed. I don't know. You've definitely been a fabulous, fabulous manager.
Thank you.
I don't deserve the applause, but thank you.
You
do. You've been wonderful coming in and putting everything in and doing all the technical stuff. You've been very, very fabulous and really good.
I'm glad that we became managers together. I've enjoyed it, have you?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I haven't actually contributed a huge amount to managing.
Oh, you have.
But, yeah, it's been great.
If you weren't co-manager, I'd be doing a lot more erratic things. I would have established a Reich by now, I imagine. No, I wouldn't have done, really. I'm kidding.
But no, I think as a team, we've all done very...
Yeah.
Yeah, seven very, very different people.
Shall we just have a quick thanks to all the people that presented on Burst
this
year?
Yes, definitely.
That's ourselves, but also...
Alice,
Ben?
Yes. Ben, Alison, Sarah, Jasper and Liana. Also, we've had Caitlin
doing country.
Claire.
Doing the Sunday wind down. The Frequency 101 team did their one-offs. A quick thanks to the BAMJ guys as well for their shows that they did, even though they were forced to do that. If they didn't, they failed the course.
And Tom, the undergrad, he did Yelling at the Screen, which was wonderful. Mm-hmm. He was great.
Callum, who came on the Friday Meltdown alongside people like Yasser and Dwayne also came along. So a big thank you to all of those people who helped make Burst so special.
It's great. And to all our listeners. Especially Alison's mum.
Yeah.
She deserves a real round of applause for her.
Shall we give her a real round of applause?
Shall we? From the other side of the pond to Alison's mum for being such a fabulous listener.
So that is it for Burst this year. Olivia, thank you for being my co-manager.
Thank you for being a wonderful, fabulous manager, Kieran.
And this is Burst signing off. We'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye. Yeah.